This has been a great year for cabaret artist and Tony Award-winning Broadway star Barbara Cook. At the age of 84, the singer has just released a new CD titled You Make Me Feel So Young. She's also a recipient of this year's Kennedy Center Honors, and CBS will broadcast the ceremony tonight. Jeff London profiled Barbara Cook 9 years ago and recently returned to her Manhattan apartment to take a look back and forward.
When I first spoke with Barbara Cook, the then septuagenarian was direct about her quest for self-improvement as an artist.
I think my approach to a song has gotten deeper and deeper and deeper. I think I sing a song better now than I did 5 years ago, and I think I'll sing a song better 5 years from now than I do now, because I'm really a work in progress, it's no question. This ain't the finished product here.
9 years later.
I still feel that way. I do.
Yeah. Better have a little fun. You ain't gonna live forever. Before you're old and gray, still okay. Have yourself some fun, son. Have a little fun, hun. Better have some fun.
Barbara Cook is definitely still having fun. Her new CD documents her most recent cabaret act, and it mixes swinging, up-tempo tunes with the heartbreaking ballads that are her trademark. What makes this combination of songs different is that most of them are new to her.
13 of these I've never done before. I knew the song sometimes, like I've Grown Accustomed to His Face, of course, everybody knows that song, but I'd never sung it.
I've grown accustomed to his face. He almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune he whistles night and noon. His smiles, his frowns, his ups, his downs are second nature to me now.
More than almost any singer her age, she is not afraid to do the new, not afraid of the new at all.
New York Times critic Stephen Holden has been following Cook's cabaret and concert career since the 1970s. He says while she can no longer hit the flashy high C's she used to sing, she more than compensates in her interpretations.
Her voice having gone from a soprano to an alto, really, because she's scaled down all her keys, helps her. Because high voices really don't express much. They're just beautiful and phenomenal. And it's low voices that you can really get into the dark side of things, or whatever you want to call it. And she goes there and puts all of her life into what she sings.
I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin? I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can.
Over the years, Barbara Cook has developed her own philosophy and approach to performance, something she now teaches in master classes.
I think it's absolutely, totally important for a person, first of all, to hopefully know who they are as a performer and to choose songs that illuminate that person, and then to be present, to really, really be present, to be there. And to not, you know, say, oh, well, last Thursday I did it great, let me try to do it like last Thursday. No, you got to do it like today, like this minute.
What did I have that I don't have? What did he like that I lost track of? What did I do that I don't do the way I did before?
Barbara Cook is appearing in a cabaret show right now with singer Michael Feinstein.
The mere idea of you,
and you're the way,
the longing to hear,
and start to bake a sugar cake,
you're
He says he learns every time he performs with her.
Barbara is meticulous. There is not one syllable or note that is not examined by her in the preparation of a song. That doesn't mean that she takes it apart with a microscope, because I feel that at this point a lot of her process is now organic because of so many years of singing with a certain approach. It has become simply her way of life in interpreting these songs.
Remarkably, Cook's voice has remained healthy through the years.
I've never been one to do exercises and scales and things. Never. I'm very, very fortunate. The voice is just usually there, knock on wood. I've never had any big vocal problems. And I had a wonderful teacher who obviously gave me a very good technique I've been using all these years. And, you know, if it hurts, I don't do it.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung.
Cook says all of the songs on her new CD have something in common in addition to being new to her.
It does have a kind of theme in a way about life and getting older, and I choose things that I want to say. And this is where I am in life, and this is what I want to say right now.
And with any luck, we'll hear where she is in another 9 years. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You and I are just like a couple of tots.
Just like a couple of tots on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.
Lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause